Alright, we are starting the Dinim of Havdalah. We're on page 138. We're starting Simin Reitz Aydal, the bottom 138. Moving on to page 139. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Gimel discusses how there was a couple different takanas went back and forth about what to do about Havdalah. Do you do Havdalah on a kos? Okay, they're rich, they could do Havdalah on a kos, they could afford the wine, and they got poor. So they're Mavdil only in Tefillah, and then they got rich again, kos again. But basically, Paskin, they're supposed to do both. Mavdil b'tfila, and then Mavdil ala kos. So let's first talk about Havdalah, and Tefillah says the Mechaber, Omri Havdalah b'chonen adas. We say Havdalah, we do a tachon, a tano, a mavdil b'chonen zachol, we say it in the bracha of chonen adas. Why do we say Hamavdil in the bracha of chonen adas? So there's two answers that are given. The Gemara's answer we'll get to in 1 second. In one moment in the Shar Tzion, Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. In Sifkat and Bezu, Kavua bebracha zu, Mivnesha also lipot tzrach of Kodem Havdalah. We are Kovea the bracha in this bracha, the bracha of Konen of Tachonatano. In the bracha of Konen Adas, why? Because this is the first bracha of the Bakashas. Okay? This is the first time of the Bakashas. We know Bakashas are Asr on Shabbos. Okay? Bakashas are Asr on Shabbos, and therefore, we first want to do Havdalah, say Tachonatano, and now it's mutter to do Bakashas, because now you made Havdalah. Okay? And now we go into the Havdalah part of the Bakasha part of Shmona Esrei. Now that makes sense also because it's very beautifully where they put the bracha. Where does the bracha go? It says Atachonim Ladam Daasim Lamed Lanosh Bina, and then Atachonim Tanu. Why? What's the next word after that? Vichonenu Meitcha Di Abinam Eskel. Up until that point of Vichonenu Meitcha Di Abinam Eskel, there's no Bakasha. No Bakasha was mentioned. Atachonim Ladam Daas. We're just telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he does. You give das to people. Okay, only afterwards, after Atachon Atano, V'chaneinu Me'itcha D'Yavi Na'Veskel, then we ask for the das. Okay, so only the Bakasha comes immediately after saying the Havdalah. Fits very beautifully into the Nusach of the Brach. Shar Tzion brings down the other reason which is mentioned in the Gemara. In Oz Beis in the Shar Tzion, it says, V'yesh Otam B'Gemara. Mineshi Birkas Chachma, since this is the Bracha of Chachma, and therefore, since it's a bracha of chachma that we can mimavdil bein kodesh l'chol, therefore that also takes chachma, and therefore they put in the bracha of chachma. That's what's mentioned in the Gemara. Fine. Going on in the mechaber, go back in the mechaber. Zivim tov lo hivdil. If one makes a mistake and does not do avdil, he forgets a tachan otan and nishma esrei. Mashim tefillah, so ve'enu chozer, he finishes off his tefillah and does not have to go back and say, he doesn't have to go back and daven another Shmona Esrei. If you forgot the Tachon Atano, you don't have to go back. Why? He still has the opportunity to do Havdalah Kos. He still have the rest of the Takana available, and you'll be Mavdal on a Kos, and therefore you will mekayim the din of Havdalah Alakos. V'imtam, kam, kodem, shehivdal Alakos. If you by accident, and you go ahead and taste food, or drink before big making Havdalah Kos, tzarech lachzor ulahavdil b'tefillah. You have to go back and make Havdalah again tefillah. Now, even though normally we say you don't have to go back and repeat another Shmona Esrei, why? Because you can do Havdalah Kos. But over here you did tarif to l'reis. You did two bad things. Number one, you didn't do Havdalah. And number two, you tasted before Havdalah. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. And therefore, in this case, Chazal made you go back. If you go ahead and taste before Havdalah, they make you go back and do another Shmona Esrei, and you have to make mention in Havdalah. Yes? No. This is only when you forget to daven. This is only when you forget to daven. Okay? If you call the Tzarek then you would have to go back and daven again if you forgot that. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Gimel, it's a lechatchila to do Havdalah between tefillah and the kos. But the yevet samach atzma mashi yevda akarach al kos. But the yevet will be samach on just the second Havdalah. Umikol makom, says the Chavetz Chaim. Aser le'et ato b'melacha ad sheyavda b'kos. If you didn't say atachon otanu, it is going to be aser to do any melacha. You can't turn on the light. You can't do any melacha until you do Havdalah al kos. Oh, sheyomer al koponim amavda ben kodesh l'chol. Let me know. You're not allowed to do two things. You're not allowed to do Havdalah. Number one, you're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to do malacha. Okay, we're going to see. You're not going to be allowed to eat until you do Havdalah al kos. Melacha, you're allowed to do as long as you did some type of Havdalah. So therefore, Atachan Natanu fulfills that requirement. After you say Atachan Natanu, you could then really do Melacha. However, if you forgot Atachan Natanu Shmona Esrei, so all you have to do is say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, and then you could start to do Melacha, and you could then go on and continue to go do Havdalah al kos after that. Now, what happens if you forgot a Atachan Natanu Shmona Esrei? You didn't eat, but then you did Melacha. Okay, that's a machlokas brought down in the Bir Halacha Mimta Kodim Sheivdil. I be the Rav V'Chadush Rekiv Eger Sheivu B'Shem Rashba. Do a dinim Asa Melacha as Kodim Avdala. If you go ahead and do Melacha then before doing Avdala and before saying Baruch Hamavdil and Kodesh Lachol, you'd have to go back and daven another Shmonesi. But Pesaver Kovitz Al Ram and Fakiv Din Zel Shal Rash La Ma'isva. Okay, and the Mishabra, the Bir Halacha ends up saying in the end, V'Yesh Lismach B'Zeh Al Ramam. You can be Somech on the Ramam. Therefore, La Ma'isva we pass and Sabi Brachos Lahakal, and you would not go ahead and repeat another Shmonesi. Only if you drink or ate before Havdalah, then you would have to go back and do another Shmona Esrei. But if you just did Melacha, we are not going to knas you and make another Shmona Esrei, at least mitzad of the Suffolk. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Dalad, Vim Tom, V'Ava Gav Dekailam Sim Reisidi Tad Sif Hei Dim Ta V'Achal Kodam Avdal Yachal Adil Achar Kach. Even though normally say if one makes a mistake and eats or drinks before Havdalah, you could still go ahead and make Havdalah afterwards. Since he made a second mistake, the fact that he didn't daven, he didn't mention Atachon Otanu and davenim, Kansinale Vitzarich Lasser Lipalu Havdalah Tfila. We may give him a knas, and we make him go back and daven again. What?
Only if he's over both.
Correct. Siv Beis. Sa Velo Hivdalah Tfila V'Ein Lo Kos B'Laila. He forgets the Tachon Natanu, and he realizes he has no kos to make Havdalah. He doesn't have a kos. V'sover sh'af l'machar lo yelo. And he thinks also tomorrow he's not going to get a bottle of wine, he's not going to have a kos to make Havdalah even tomorrow. So at that point, since he can't make Havdalah al kos, Sarach Lasso li'palu, he has to go back and go ahead and daven again. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Hay, v'sover sh'af l'machar di'im mitzapa sh'yelo l'machar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if he thinks he's going to be able to get grape juice or wine the next day, yochel yismoch al zeh she'avdil machar al kos. You could be sumach on the fact that you'll do Havdalah tomorrow, and that's going to be good enough. Hey, the only thing he doesn't mention is, what about eating? Are you going to be allowed to eat? Because you're not allowed to eat normally before you make Havdalah. So we're going to discuss that in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav. If you don't make Havdalah al kos, are you allowed to eat on Motzei Shabbos? Okay, we'll get to there in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav when we get there. So let's move on to Siv Gibel now. Tisha B'Av. Shechalios Be'echa B'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av that falls out on Motzei Shabbos and Yom Rishon. Tov Elohivda B'Tfilah. If you made a mistake and you didn't say Atach Natana B'Tfilah, ain't Tzarech Lasso Lipa. We're not going to make you go back and dominate. Even though over here you're not going to be able to make Havdalah al kos, obviously. It's Tisha B'Av. You have to fast. Okay, therefore you can't make Havdalah al kos. Okay, ain't sock last of the probably don't make, we don't canass and make him go back. And Davin came to Mavil Kosa Motzei Tisha B'Av, since he has a kavua time to make Avdalah on Motzei Tisha B'Av, that will be the correct time to make Avdalah, and therefore he's not going to have to repeat Shmona Esrei again. Yes?
Before the Sif, you keep saying that if he forgot and let's say he ate food and he goes back and Davin, but that contradicts the whole thing that you're not asked what Karshos before you say Avdalah.
He did already. He made a mistake. What do you want him to do? It's done. The game over. There's nothing else for him to do right now. He already davened. And Chanami. Dalit. B'makom she'amru she'enu chozer litpalel. In a place that we say that you don't have to go back and daven again. Miyad kishisimei b'abracha einu lachzer afu pishlo pata b'bracha sh'lecharehah. Says the Mechaber over here, in a place we say you don't have to go back and daven again, which is the normal case. So immediately when he finished the bracha, bracha ta Hashem chonein hadas, or once he says Hashem's name, bracha ta Hashem, as the Mishnah Berurah says, I believe in Sifkat and Zayin, I know shehizkar Hashem shall sima bracha. Once you say bracha ta Hashem, you can't go then and say atachon otano at that point. So he says, ein lo lasar av bishlo pedal bracha achshara. You don't go back and say atachon otano, even though you didn't start the next bracha, you do not go ahead and say it. It sounds like from the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch, you don't put an Atachon Natanu anywhere else in Shmona Esrei. You just finish your Shmona Esrei, and you go and say Avdalah al-Kos if you forgot in Chonein Hadas. However, I did hear from Rav Berkowitz that he held that in, you can put a place in into Shumayat Tefillah. You could put an Avdala in Shumayat Tefillah. However, you take out the Bakasha part. There's two parts of Atachanatan. Then you get to the Avdala part. The Avdala part, you could say you just put it the Avdala part in Shemona Esrei, in the middle of Shema Kolenu, and that right before Kiyat HaShomea, and you'll be Yotze, the Havdala, and feeling you left, leave out the other part. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, he believes that if you forget it in, Atachonin, then that, when do you put Atachonotani? You put it in the end of Shemona Esrei, right before you, okay, you put it over there. So, or Rebogel says, you put it in Shemaya Tefillah, or Elokayna Tzor is a place where you can put it in according to Aruch HaShulchan, you'll be Yotzei then your Chiyuv of Havdalah in Tefillah. Let's finish off the Simon, and then we'll take questions. Sif Hei. B'makom sha'amru she'eino chol. In a place we said, do not go back. Im ratzu lehachmer al atzmo. So can you be machmer? It says, what if you want to be machmer yourself? You want to go back. Are you allowed to do it? So it depends. Says the Mechaber, im siyam tfiloso rashai. If you finish your Shemona Esrei already, and you want to repeat another, say another Shemona Esrei, and put a Tachanun Tanu in it, you're allowed to, says the Mechaber. We'll come back in 1 second. Aval im adayin lo siyam tfiloso, but if you're still in the middle of Shemona Esrei, eino rashai lachzor, you're not allowed to go back and say these extra buckles. The simple shot is, why, if you finish Shemona Esrei, you can repeat a whole nother Shemona Esrei? The reason is, we have a concept that you're allowed to say as many Shemona Esrei as you want in your day. You're allowed to do a Tefillas Nedava. Okay, I'm allowed to add another Shemona Esrei, do a Tefillas Nedava. So I'll do another Tefillas Nedava, and I'll put Atachon Otano in the Tefillas Nedava. Okay, but if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you're not just going to go back and repeat brachas in the middle of one Shemona Esrei. That's absolutely awesome. And therefore, you cannot go back. So what's the deal, Lemaisa? Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, though. In Sifkat and Vav, I'm sorry, in Sivkatan, Ches, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Ches, Betoros Nedava, says, Va'ayin le'el b'sof simen kuf zayin. Look earlier on, in simen kuf zayin, the ain li spal nedava elamishim akar atzol zariz v'zarivish v'shichavein. Oh, one is not allowed to do a tefilas nedava unless he recognizes himself that he's going to for sure have perfect kavana. And since the post can write, nowadays, barely anyone can be made on himself that he's going to have great kavana. If he has another Shemona Esrei, l'maisa nowadays, we do not do tefillas nedava. Okay, you're having ourselves very machmer on this. We do not do tefillas nedava. And therefore, there will be no case where you'll be allowed to repeat Shemona Esrei in order to to go ahead and go back and say Atachon Otano. So we'll take a break over here, and then we will continue. Yes, questions. Yes, Lee. Right. All right. Starting Simon Reish study. Hey, we're at the bottom of page 139. Moving on to page 140. We start the Simon off with a Ramah who talks about the din of saying Vayinom HaMotzi Shabbos. The Takana Vayinom. The prayer of Vayinom is referring actually to that when Moshe Rabbeinu says these psukim when they are building the Mishkan in the Midbar. And therefore, we say this tefillah Vayinom when we're about to begin our week of Malacha, just like they did Malachas of Mishkan, we're about to begin the week of our Malacha, and therefore we want Bracha on our Malacha at the beginning of the week. And therefore, that's why any time, if in the middle of the week there's going to be an Isra Malacha, the Hainu Yontif, we don't say Vayinon. Okay, when Yontif falls out in the middle of the week, we don't say Vayinon. That's why this Motzei Shabbos, there will be no Vayinon. Because Rosh Hashanah falls in the middle of the week, there's an Isra Malacha. Therefore, we're not going to say Vayinoam on Motzei Shabbos. However, other Chagim, there is no Isra Malacha. Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, and things like that, there's no Isra Malacha, Mikra Dina. Therefore, we still say Vayinoam on those days. There is a Machlokas Legabe on when Erev Pesach falls out during the week. Pesach itself is going to be, let's say, on Shabbos, but Erev Pesach is going to be on a Friday. Is that mean you're not going to say Vayinoam on the previous time? So most minhagim say that you do say Vayinom on this because it's not really Pesach. Our minhag Yerushalayim, I believe, is not to say Vayinom on that time because we hold that the minhag Yerushalayim is to have an Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach. Okay? And therefore, that's the Dinim over here. Let's see now inside the Ramah. It says, V'yomrim Vayinom, we say Vayinom, and along with Vayinom, we say the Kedusha Barichos. We say Seder Kedusha Barichos, which should say it slowly, Kedei La'acher Seder Kedusha, in order to push off the Seder Kedusha, Sha'az Chozim Rishayim Legehenna. We saw this principle earlier on in Hilchos Shabbos, because that's the point on Motzei Shabbos, the point where the neshamas return back to Gehenna. And therefore, we already talked about saying Vuhu Rachum, they'll see some people will lengthen out the Vuhu Rachum, they'll say Vuhu Rachum. Okay, they'll do lengthen out the Vuhu Rachum a little bit. Lengthening the time for the Shamas to go back to Gehenna. The same thing over here, to lengthen Vayihi Noam a little bit. Kigon, Shechal, Yontuf, Bizman Shein, Omri Vayihi Noam. And at times we don't say Vayihi Noam, Kigon, Shechal, Yontuf, Bishavua. When Yontuf falls in the Shavua, Ein Omrim Seder Kedusha, we also leave out Seder Kedusha, that whole tefillah we leave out. Ava Omrim Vayitein Lecha, but there's another separate tefillah that some shuls say is Vayitein Lecha, it's a school for Parnassah, it's a very, very lengthy tefillah. Some shuls have the minhag to do it, others do not. Okay, totally on the minhag, whether it's going to be a chiyuv to say it, some communities do keep it as a chiyuv to say, and therefore they should be saying it, and other communities don't necessarily keep it in their seder at tefillah, and therefore it would not be a chiyuv to say it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Aleph, he mentions that for Vayihi Noam you have to stand up. Vayihi Noam Seich Le'omra Mu'umad in the first line, okay, you should be standing up when you say it. Then he says, V'yesh Mekomot She'enom V'yinom B'Beis Avel, those who do not say V'yinom in a Beis Avel, Rak Machin Yoshe B'Seis. Okay, so there is minhag, I believe that is most people's minhag, not to say that part of V'yinom. What if a person is in the middle of Shemona Esrei and the Shteyatzi where they get to Avdolah? What do you do then? What's the halacha? Are you allowed to listen to Avdolah in the middle of Shemona Esrei? Let's say you're not going to go home, you're planning on hearing Avdolah in Shul, and you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So the post can write over here, one should not be Yotzei Avdolah in Shemona Esrei. You're not allowed to be Yotzei a mitzvah in the middle of Shemona Esrei. When it's Seder Kedusha, it's part of the Tefillah, so we're allowed to be Yoshomei Kona and hear the Kedusha in the middle of one Shemona Esrei. But when we're talking about Avdolah, to be Yotzei a mitzvah, most poskim are against doing such a thing. Okay, it's brought down Shemir Shlomo Zalman. I think Rav Nevensol told me the same thing, that one should not be Yotzei Avdolah in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Going weiter over here, says the Ramal Bizmancha, sorry, we did that right. Now the Mechaber says, Mavdol Shliat Tzibur Kedei Lahotzi Mi She'en Lo Yayin. The reason why we do Avdolah in the Shul, the Shliat Tzibur does Avdolah in order to be Motzi, someone who doesn't have wine. And since you don't know who's so poor that he's going to go back to his house and not have wine, therefore we have the minhag of saying it in Shul. Okay, and that is the minhag till today. Even in places that they don't say Kiddush on Friday night, they'll still say Havdalah alakos in Shul on Motzei Shabbos. And the Ramah adds in over here with Nagu Lomar Ulahaskar Eliyahu Hanavi b'Motzei Shabbos. It's Nachon to mention Eliyahu Hanavi on Motzei Shabbos Lipal Sheid V'Yavo Yisareinu Agula. We're davening the fact that he should come and be Mavasras on the Geula. Why Dafka Motzei Shabbos is the time to do this? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Zion. There's a avtacha that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on Erev Shabbos and not Erev Yontif, because people are preparing for Shabbos and Yontif. They're going to leave off Sarchi Shabbos to go be Matbil Pnei Eliyahu HaNavi. We don't want that to happen. Vakein Anu Mispalim, Kevin Shavar Shabbos, and Shabbos is going to go by. Now at this point, now once Motzei Shabbos come in, now Eliyahu HaNavi can come again, and therefore that's Tafka why Motzei Shabbos we sing Eliyahu HaNavi. We see the Pesukim of Eliyahu HaNavi. Other posts can write that there's a school for to help your memory and things like that when you say the Pesukim of Eliyahu HaNavi. Chol Mikra, there is a strong minhag to mention Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos. Fine. Let's move on to Sif Vav in Simen Reish. Tzadi Vav. Dinei Avdol Al Yain. The dinam of making Avdol Al Yain. Last verse, Tzadi Dal was talking about Avdol Al Kos. Then we moved on to Avdol Al Tzadi. See, we're based in the base Knesset. Now we moved on to the next point where you go back home and you want to make Avdolah al Yain in your house. So Seder Avdolah, the Seder of Avdolah is Yain Besamim near Avdolah. You first make Borei Pri HaGafen, then you make Borei Minim Besamim, then Borei Mir Eish, and then Baruch Lamavdim and Kodesh Lechol. Those are the four brachos of Simanach Yavna. Okay, the Simon is Yavna Yain Besamim near Avdolah. You have to be careful that the kos that you're using is not pagum. What's a kos pagum? A kos pagum means that there was wine in it, and someone drank from that kos of that wine. That wine now becomes pagum. It's lichatchila, you do not use it for a kos of bracha. It's very easy to fix a kos pagum. You could pour the wine back into the bottle, If there's more wine there, we'll say kama kama batlin. Then you could pour the wine back into the kos, or simply you could add more wine or grape juice into the kos. That will fix the kos pagam, and then you could lechatchila go ahead and bench with such a kos. Now, there's a machlokas in the Rishonim: is havdalah daraisa or derabon? Is the mitzvah havdalah daraisa derabonin? Shitas the Rambam is just like you have a mitzvah daraisa of Friday night to be mavdil ala kos when Shabbos comes in. So too, you have a mitzvah daraisa to make havdalah ala kos when Shabbos goes out. Okay. Other poskim, other Rishonim hold no. Then it's only a mitzvah derabanan. It is not a mitzvah deraisa to do havdalah alakos. Okay, it's brought down in Mishnah Berurah Sifkad Aleph. It says over here, Hinei Rambam sover de mitzvah havdalah hidvar Torah kamo kiddush v'b'chal zachar yom haShabbos lekadsho shetzarich liskor oto lekadsho bein b'knisaso u'bein yitziaso. When it comes in and when it goes out, the knisa b'kiddush will be yitzia b'havdalah. Lomar she moved the b'kedusha b'rosh v'sof b'shar yom, to tell us that it is separate in terms of kedusha from the beginning until the end. The Yesh Omrim Shum and Divrei Sof from some hold that it's only a mitzvah derabanan. Vasmachu Akron, it's just a smach from a pasuk, but it's not itself deraisa. V'tzarech liot gam kem kos kmo kiddush. It has to be said on a kos. V'im hivdil but tefila lekuliyama avdala kos derabanan. Everyone agrees. If you did avdala already in tefila, then even the Rambam would hold that the avdala you're going to make on the kos is only a mitzvah derabanan. It's not going to be a mitzvah deraisa. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel points out in Dibras Lekuliyama, it could be there's a sheet that is not lav dafka lekuliyama. It seems to be Rashi and Nazar Dafdala and Aleph holds that even avdala on a kos would be mid deraisa. Fine, Lamaisa, those are the two opinions. It seems to be for sure, but our Havdalah Kos, if you already be Ma'abdul B'tfila, we would paskin that it would only be left over as a mitzvah derabana. The Ramah adds in, before you start with making the four brachos, he says, V'nogulom akor Havdalah, shosim b'bayis. Hine kal Yishuasi, kos Yishuas asah, la'idim haisa ora, listen until we say all these different psukim, they're all simani bracha. They're all asking for bracha. Okay, they're just as like a good simon at the beginning of the week, and that's why we add these psukim in at our Havdalah. U'b'shas Havdalah yitnu ayneim b'kos u'v'ner. During Havdalah, you should place your eyes, you should look at the kos and the ner. The reason being, just so you don't not nasich das from what's going on, you're thinking about Havdalah, you're not going wandering your mind and thinking about other things. Okay, one thing over here on this, that on Motzi Yantif, or in a base Avel, we paskin in Hilchas Avelis in Yoredeya, Sebechim Shenayin Vav, in the Piskei Tshuva over there, Sivkot and Beis, that they do not say these two of these psukim in a base Avel or on Motzi Yantif. And then we just start with Borei Priya Gofen. Okay, but who I did in Shol, in the Beit Knesset, we also do not say these psukim in Bracha. They start with Borei Priya Gofen. Moving weiter in this Ramah, he says, "V'noagim lishpoch mikosul yain ala aretz kodem shisiem borei priagafen." The minhag is to pour out from the coast of wine onto the ground before you finish the bracha borei priagafen. Kedesh lo yeh kos pagum, in order that the coast is not pagum. Exactly why that's going to fix it, that's not clear. Okay, v'tama shvicha. What's the reason why we pour out of the coast? Damrinin kobayis shlo nishpoch b'yain kamayim ein bo sim b'bracha. It says that any house that does not have wine spilling over like water, that will not see simin bracha in this house. And therefore we spill out the wine at Havdalah. V'osin kein l'simin tov v'tchilas ha-shavua. We do it as a good omen at the beginning of the Shavua. Gam shofchim min ha-kos la'achar Havdalah mechavim mo'aner. We also pour out from the coast at the end of the Havdalah, and then we put out the candle. V'roch simba einav mishum chibu v'mitzah. As you see, some people will take the Havdalah wine and then rub their eyes as Simon mitzah, the chibuv mitzah. Some then put it into their pockets for their show their chibuv of money, and that's what some people have the minhag to do. Okay, so over here, in terms of pouring out this kos, so number one, the Mishnah Berurah already points out that this is a Gemara in Eiruvin, Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph. Okay, why don't you know this is based on a Gemara spilling out this wine. Rav Berkowitz wanted to point out Alpi Nigla. What's the skula of pouring out wine? You want to say Alpi Nigla is that if you pour out wine which is expensive, okay? Especially throughout the generations, expensive. It's not as expensive nowadays. You can get cheap bottles of wine, but back in the day, it's for sure. It was very expensive. And you show, you're pouring this wine on the floor, l'shem mitzvah, it shows you're not stingy for the sake of a mitzvah. And therefore, like this, as a skula, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless you with bracha of parnasa, okay? So now, it's shayach sarach in, if it would be shayach, if you're making havdalah on chamer medina. If you're making havdalah on other things other than wine, whether this din would apply, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and Perek Samech Harun and Dalad is mistapik in this matter. First of all, in terms of this dinion of spilling on the floor, the Mishnah Berurah already points out in Sifkot and Hei, the Achronim Eskimu, to lo yishpoch b'shas bracha klal. Do not pour out while you're making the bracha. El b'shash mozeg, when you're pouring the wine into the cup, yishpechenu malei akol gidosav, you should fall up until the top, she shafik al art, so it will spill over. The gamza yesh lemayet bechelak anishvach mishum hasen mashkin. You shouldn't do too much because of hasen mashkin. It's the first time bal tashkas to spill out too much. Comes Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol and Dibur Masel de Amrina. If you look at Dibur Masel de Amrina, he says I'm a korhub meseches erevin, as I said before, on Sabbath daf samach alch. V'ayin b'meiri sham. If you look at the meiri on this gemara. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Shlafi Beirusha, Ein b'shfichu levatala, shum simen bracha. To stop, pour your wine, and pour it over the coast for no reason, there is no simen bracha. That's not simen bracha. That's no reason. Okay, and therefore, according to the Meiri, it means that you could, you can ayin shan the Perusho, but it definitely does not mean what the Ramah is saying over here, that on purpose, to pour over and spill over your coast. And therefore, the minig of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol himself, he does not pour out over his coast that it pours over. Kol gidosav. Okay, if it pours over afterwards, okay, it pours over afterwards a little bit, but he's not purposely pour over based on this Meiri. He told me that is how he is knowing Lemaisa. Okay, other people are samech on this Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, and they do this, and they pour it over like the Pashas over here brought down in the Ramah, but based on this Meiri, it sounds like better not to do it. However, everyone's going to agree though. If you're using wine, this will be Gunogea, already starting next year, wine that has Kedusha Shvis. Okay, if it's wine and Kedusha Shvis, we know anything that has Kedusha Shvis that you're allowed to eat, you have to eat the whole thing, you're not going to waste it at all. And if, therefore, it says, Moreinu Rabbeinu in the Hemshech, this is Yain Shel Shvis, Ein L'Shavcho, if it's Yain Shel Shvis, you're not allowed to pour it out. V'Ein L'Chabos Boas, and there you're not allowed to pour it in order to put out the candle. V'Ein L'Chotz Boas, and you can't do the bit with putting it into your pockets or onto your eyes, because you'd stop wasting it. It's not the derech shtia like this, and therefore it's usher to use Shemitah wine for doing Abdullah if you're going to be pouring out. So you have to get yourself a different beverage, a different type of wine that is not does not have Kedusha Shvias in order to do wine if Abdullah if you like to have it spill over or other things that we mentioned over here. Okay, so that's a little bit about pouring over. Ramosha finds in Chilik Dalet Siman Ayin, a lot of people are not makbid on this also. Unfortunately, is that he writes over there. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that one is not allowed to talk until the mavdil drinks a mole lugmav of the wine. Meaning, he says Avdala, he finishes the mavdil, he covers the chol, and all of a sudden people start talking. That's not the end of Avdala. First, the mavdil has to drink a mole lugmav, which is one cheekful. At that point, then you're allowed to start talking. Before then, one should not start talking. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, points out in Sif Katan Vav, we'll see more about this a little bit later on. We'll talk about it more in Sif Ches, but the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, it says, Shofchi min hakos hayinu la'achar shtiya, u'shtiya sakos tiya b'yeshiva. First of all, you should drink sitting down. Okay, even if you're going to make avdal, even if you're going to make avdal standing up, you should drink the kos sitting down. The inshosim u'me l'chatchila, we don't eat or drink standing up l'chatchila. And then he says, Nagu anashim shelo lishtot mikos avdala. The minig is that women do not drink from the kos avdala. Rav Nevinsol points out, this is Alpi Nistar, we don't really understand the word, Al-Tam, Alpi Sod, okay? If she makes her own Avdala, which is not so Pashut, we'll see later on if that's mutter for a woman to make their own Avdala. But if a woman is making her Avdala, then she does drink the kos, but if a man makes Avdala, then the woman should not taste from the kos of wine. It does not cause them to grow beard, but still, they should not do it Alpi Sod. It says over here, Kosh Avdala Ragil Magli Shos Kulo Veino Mashkim Meno Bnei Beso. Furthermore, it sounds like the person make Avdala, he should drink the whole kos himself, and not to give to his children and other Bnei Beisim. But says the Mishnah Berurah here, what's the reason of this? V'nir shatam k'dei shiuchel levarach bracha. One of the reason is that he's assuming you're using a kos that holds exactly a revius, and therefore the person make Avdala has to drink the whole thing in order that he can say a bracha achrona. Because he has just less than a revias, he's a suffix whether he can make a bracha achrona. Therefore, he has to drink the whole thing. So it's masher from the Mishnah Berurah. If he has a kos that is machzik more than a revias, so the mavdil just has to drink a revias, and then anything extra, he can then go give to his children, and they could go ahead and drink from it, whether they have to say a brei per gafen. If they had kavana, it'd be yotzi through his brei per gafen. And if he's not mafsik, they don't have to make a brei per gafen. If they made a hefsik, and they started talking after the Avdallah, or they didn't have a mind to be yotzi through the father's bracha, then they would have to make their own new brei per gafen. Adkan, have a great Shabbos.